Some sects never cut their hair. Bathing is not forbidden, but it is a vice seldom indulged. Shadar all dress in gray and wear turbans to define their status. They eat meat. Guni do not. I have never seen a Shadar woman. Maybe they find their babies under cabbage leaves. The Vedna are the least numerous of the major Taglian ethnic groups. They are as light as the Shadar, but smaller, more lightly built, with ferocious features. They share none of the Shadar's Spartan values. Their religion forbids almost everything, rules honored in the breach quite often. They like a little color in their costume, though not bright like the Guni. They wear pantaloons and real shoes. Even the poorest conceal their bodies and wear something atop their heads. Low-caste Guni wear nothing but loincloths. Married Vedna women wear only black. You can see nothing but their eyes. Unmarried Vedna women, you don't see at all. Only the Vedna believe in an afterlife, and that only for men, except for a few female warrior saints and daughters of prophets who had balls big enough to be honorary men. Nguyen Bao, rarely seen, usually wear loose-fitting long-sleeve pullover shirts and baggy lightweight pants, generally black, men and women alike. Children go naked. Any city down here is glorious chaos. It is always a holy day for somebody. Chapter 5. From the Citadel Tower, it is obvious that Dejagore is a complete contrivance. Of course, most walled cities are shaped by the probability that, part of the time, neighboring states will be managed by thugs. Your own city's masters will never be worse than benevolent despots, of course, and their worst ambition will be to heighten the hometown glory. Until the appearance of the Shadow Masters one short generation ago, war was an alien concept throughout this part of the world. It had seen neither armies nor soldiers in all the centuries since the Black Company's departure. Into this improbable paradise came the Shadow Masters, lords of darkness from the far reaches of the earth, who brought with them all the wolves of the old nightmare. Soon, inept armies were about. They stalked unprepared kingdoms like great, cruel behemoths even the gods could not stay. The dark tide spread. Cities crumbled. A lucky few, the Shadow Masters chose to rebuild. The peoples of the newly founded Shadowlands were given their options. Obedience or death. Jaikur was reborn as Stormguard, seat of the Shadow Master Stormshadow, she who could bring the winds and thunder howling and bellowing in the darkness. She who had borne the name Stormbringer in another age and place. First, Stormshadow